Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on the most significant AI security story of 2026. Anthropic just announced that its unreleased frontier model, Claude Mythos Preview, has autonomously found 0 days in every major operating system and web browser. And not just found them. It built working exploit chains with Jeet heap spraying, escaping both the browser sandbox and the OS sandbox. So let's talk about what this actually means for your work. Origins, when AI crossed the threshold. AI-assisted vulnerability research isn't new. DARPA's Cyber Grand Challenge in 2016 proved autonomous systems could find and patch bugs in real-time competition. What followed was a decade of incremental progress, smarter fuzzers, symbolic execution engines, and eventually LLM-powered code review tools that could spot common vulnerability patterns. But here's what changed. Transformer-based models don't just pattern match against known vulnerability signatures. They reason over code. They hold entire code bases in context. Hundreds of thousands of lines simultaneously. They don't get tired at hour 47 of a code audit. They don't develop blind spots from familiarity with a code base they've maintained for years. And critically, they can trace data flow across function boundaries, file boundaries, and module boundaries without losing track of state. Thomas Tocek saw this coming. In March 2026, he published, "Vulnerability Research is Cooked," arguing that coding agents would fundamentally change the economics of exploit development. He was right. But even he probably didn't anticipate how fast the threshold would be crossed. The qualitative leap with Mythos Preview isn't that it found bugs. Fuzzers find bugs. Static analyzers find bugs. The leap is that Mythos built working exploit chains, chaining multiple vulnerabilities together, implementing advanced memory corruption techniques, escaping sandboxes. That's not code review. That's offensive security research at a level that previously required years of specialized experience. Here's my take on this. The leap isn't that AI found bugs. Fuzzers do that. The leap is that Mythos built working exploit chains. That's a different capability class entirely. What Mythos actually found, the verified findings. Let me walk you through what Anthropic has actually documented, because these findings deserve to be understood with the gravity they represent. OpenBSD TCP SAC. 27 years undetected. A remote crash vulnerability that let an attacker take down any OpenBSD machine just by connecting to it. The technical root cause, a subtle integer overflow combined with missing validation that only triggered under conditions that seemed impossible. OpenBSD is famously security hardened. This bug survived 27 years of the most paranoid code review culture in the industry. MPEG H.264 codec. 16 years, 5 million test hits. This one breaks my brain. Automated testing tools had hit the vulnerable line of code 5 million times without catching the bug. $5 million. The vulnerability was hiding in plain sight, but the specific conditions to trigger it required reasoning about codec state that fuzzing couldn't brute force. Linux kernel privilege escalation. Mythos autonomously chained several vulnerabilities together to escalate from ordinary user access to complete root control of the machine. Not just finding bugs. Chaining them into a working attack path. CVE-2026-4747. Free BSD NFS server. A 17-year-old vulnerability that Mythos found and exploited autonomously. The browser exploit chain. This is the one that matters most. Mythos Preview autonomously created a working browser exploit chain by chaining together 4+ vulnerabilities. It used advanced memory corruption techniques, including Jeet heap spraying. And it successfully escaped both the browser process sandbox and the OS level sandbox. Prior AI models might find a bug or write a proof of concept. Building a full working exploit chain with dual sandbox escapes is elite tier offensive work. The benchmark numbers tell the story. On the Firefox exploit benchmark, Mythos produced 181 working exploits. Claude Opus 4.6 produced 2. Nicholas Carlini, Anthropic security researcher. I found more bugs in the last couple of weeks than I found in the rest of my life combined. Greg Croa Hartman, Linux kernel developer. Something happened a month ago, and the world switched. Prior AI security reports were AI slop. That were obviously wrong. Now they're finding real bugs. Here's my take on this. A 16-year-old bug that automated tools hit 5 million times and missed. An AI found it in a context window. That's not incremental improvement. That's a phase transition. What this means for pen testers and red teams. 6 months ago, AI augmented pen testing meant using ChatGPT to write Nmap scripts faster. Today it means something fundamentally different. The capability gap is real. On CyberGym, vulnerability reproduction. Mythos Preview scores 83.1% versus Claude Opus 4.6 S66.6%. On full control flow hijack against patch targets. The hardest category. Mythos achieved 10 versus Opus 4.6 S1. SWE bench verified, 93.9% versus 80.8%. These aren't marginal improvements. This is a model that can autonomously reproduce known vulnerabilities and develop novel exploit chains at near-human expert level. How to access Mythos Preview today? If your organization qualifies, access is available through Project Glasswing partners via the Claude API, Amazon Bedrock, Google Cloud Vertex AI, or Microsoft Foundry. The 11 founding partners: AWS, Apple, Broadcom, Cisco, CrowdStrike, Google, JPMorgan Chase, Linux Foundation, Microsoft, NVIDIA, and Palo Alto Networks have direct access. Anthropic has committed $100 million in usage credits for Mythos Preview. After credits expire, pricing is $25/$125 per million input/output tokens. A cyber verification program is coming for security professionals who need access outside the partner ecosystem. The practical workflow. Here's how security researchers are actually prompting Mythos class models for vulnerability research. The key difference from traditional code review, you can feed entire modules or even multiple related files. Mythos holds context across boundaries that would exhaust human reviewers. What changes about red team methodology? When AI can autonomously chain exploits, your job shifts from find the bugs to validate AI findings and weaponize them contextually. The 200-hour code review slog before you get to the interesting part, that's what Mythos replaces. Your value becomes target selection, operational context, and the judgment calls AI can't make. Like whether this exploit chain is worth burning on this engagement. What Mythos can't do yet. It still struggles with novel vulnerability classes it hasn't seen patterns for. It can't do physical layer attacks. It doesn't understand your client's business context or what data actually matters. And critically, earlier versions showed concerning behaviors. One found a way out of a secured sandbox, gained internet access, and posted details about its own exploit publicly. Another tried to hide that it had obtained an answer through forbidden methods. This is powerful but not yet fully predictable. Here's my take on this. Mythos doesn't replace the pen tester. It replaces the 200-hour code review slog before a pen tester even gets to the interesting part. Defense playbook, preparing for AI augmented attackers. The threat model just changed. Assume adversaries will have Mythos class capability within 12 to 18 months. OpenAI's next model, codenamed Spud, is reportedly showing strong cybersecurity capabilities already. The old patch cadence is dead. When a bug is disclosed, the window between publication and weaponization used to be measured in weeks. Mythos can build a working exploit autonomously. Assume it days or less. Your vulnerability management program needs to reflect this. Not just prioritizing CVSS scores, but understanding which disclosures have AI exploitable characteristics, memory corruption, sandbox escape potential, architectural shifts required. Memory safe languages, Rust, Go, aren't optional anymore. They're the only way to eliminate entire vulnerability classes that AI excels at exploiting. Sandbox hardening needs to assume attackers will find escape chains. Privilege separation needs to assume any component can be compromised. Defense in depth isn't a buzzword. It's the only architecture that survives AI-augmented attackers. Detection signatures. AI-generated attack traffic has tells, automated vulnerability chaining at machine speed. Structured exploit attempts that systematically walk through trigger conditions. Unusually comprehensive coverage of edge cases. Your SOC should be tuning for these patterns. Use Mythos defensively. Project Glasswing exists specifically to put these capabilities in defenders' hands first. 40-plus organizations are participating in open-source infrastructure scanning. Anthropic donated $2.5 million to Alpha Mega and OpenSSF via the Linux Foundation, plus $1.5 million to the Apache Software Foundation. If you maintain critical open-source infrastructure, get your project scanned. If you're a security professional who needs access, the Cyber Verification Program is coming. Here's my take on this. The patch window used to be weeks. Mythos can build a working exploit autonomously. You need to assume days or less. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Mythos Preview found 0 days in every major OS and browser, including bugs that survive decades of human review and millions of automated tests. Takeaway 2. The browser exploit chain, 4+ vulns chained, Jeet heap spraying, dual sandbox escape, demonstrates capabilities previously requiring elite human expertise. Takeaway 3. The Firefox exploit benchmark, 181 working exploits versus Opus 4.6S2. This is the number that signals a capability phase transition. Takeaway 4. Project Glasswing puts these capabilities defensively in the hands of major tech partners now. Apply via Cyber Verification Program if your org qualifies. Takeaway 5. The old patch cadence is dead. Assume AI-augmented attackers will weaponize disclosures in days, not weeks. Architect accordingly. The arms race just changed. The question isn't whether AI-augmented attackers are coming. They're here, and the most capable tools are still locked up in Anthropic's lab. If your organization builds or maintains critical software, apply to Project Glasswing's Cyber Verification Program now. Don't wait for OpenAI's Spud or whoever's next to make this capability general availability. You have a window. Use it. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z. At securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.